I'm speaking to you here from Israel, in this beautiful garden, thinking about Sukkot and the Chag that is ahead. I remember a story that I read once from Rabbi Jonathan Sacks. Rabbi Sacks told the story that when he was in England, he built a sukkah, and he himself, he said, he wasn't such a great carpenter. His sukkah was a very rickety kind of hut, and it was kosher, of course, but it wasn't going to win any awards. Down the block, there was a, he had a friend who was a master carpenter, and every year, he would make this beautiful, incredible sukkah. And it would be, you know, just with decorations and nuance and subtlety and just beautiful. One year, he tells the story that the first night, there was a huge storm. It was a huge storm. And he, you know, they come out of their houses the next day. And the carpenter comes over and he says, my sukkah, it was totally wrecked. It was ruined. Everything was destroyed in the storm. And then they went to check Rabbi Sacks' sukkah in the back, and they saw that it was still standing. And they were amazed. How could it be that Rabbi Sacks' rickety sukkah was able to withstand the storm? So they investigated and they checked, and they found that Rabbi Sacks' sukkah was a little different than the master carpenter's sukkah, and that the master carpenter's sukkah was freestanding. And Rabbi Sacks, what he did was, he attached the sukkah to the house, to something kavua. And by attaching it to the house, it was able to withstand the storm. And the lesson that he taught from the story is that the way to withstand storms is to attach yourself, to attach oneself to that that is kavua, that that is permanent, that that is eternal. And of course, that is primarily and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is who is eternal. You know, I think about that a lot when I think about Sukkot. If you go through the Torah, you'll see that while Sukkot seems like one Chag, there are actually two holidays that are happening simultaneously. There's Chag HaAsif and Chag HaSukkot. And there are two different names that Chag HaSukkot is known by. It's Chag HaAsif, the holiday of gathering, and the holiday of Sukkah, of the huts. What are these two, why are these two different words for these two different holidays? So really, if you read through the Pesukim carefully, you'll see that the Chag HaAsif is a celebration, is an agricultural celebration. That at the end of the agricultural cycle, Bnei Yisrael gather all of their produce, right? Like in other cultures have an Oktoberfest. So Am Yisrael gathers all their produce, but instead of just celebrating like an Oktoberfest, they celebrate to Hashem. And the ritual that we do to reflect the gathering, to reflect the gathering of the produce year in and year out, is the Lulav and Esrog, is the Arba Minim. That's the ritual that we do to celebrate the agricultural cycle, that we take it to Hashem and we thank Him, Hodu Hashem Kitov, thank you Hashem for giving us this food, for sustaining us. That's Chag HaAsif. At the same time, there's Chag HaSukkot. Chag HaSukkot is not part of the annual agricultural cycle. It's part of the history of the Jewish people. That it was in Sukkot that Hoshafti et Bnei Yisrael, that Hashem says that I caused Bnei Yisrael to live in Sukkot when they left Mitzrayim and they went through the desert. That it was Hashem's Sukkah, whether it's the Anani HaKavod or Sukkah Mamish, that protected the Jewish people in the time of the desert during their journey. And when we do Sukkot today, we're commemorating and remembering the journey of Am Yisrael, that we're a continuation of that journey, that we sit in the Sukkah today like Am Yisrael sat in the Sukkah so many years ago, that we continue that journey just like Hashem protected them in the Midbar. He continues with His tzel, with His presence to protect us today. So there are two things that are merging. There's the Chag HaAsif, the current celebration of all the agriculture, the produce, that we're so happy and thankful to Hashem, and the history of the Jewish people, that we are part of the history of Am Yisrael. We're part of this incredible 3,000-plus story. And it's really important to understand this about the holiday, Chag HaAsif and Chag HaSukkot. This holiday, which these two things that happen simultaneously and form this one holiday, occurs at the end of the sunny season. As opposed to in America, where there are four seasons, in Israel, there are only two seasons. There's the rainy season, and there's the sunny season. And Sukkah comes, the Chag comes, at the end of the sunny season, when the winter is about to arrive, when the storm, you know, is coming. And the whole sense of the Chag is almost like a meditation on what is Arai and what is Kavua. What is temporary in our lives and what is permanent in our lives. We leave from the house and we go into the sukkah, we make what's Keva Arai, and the sukkah make Arai what's Keva. Because it's really a meditation for us to think about. What is truly permanent in our lives? What's truly eternal? What's truly important to us? And we need to know this before the winter comes. Because it's by attaching yourself to what is Kavua, or who is Kavua, by attaching yourself to what's important, or who is important, then you're able to withstand the storms. And you bring both the agricultural cycle, all your sustenance, even through difficult times, with a sense of history that girds you and strengthens you, that you're part of a great story. And the ultimate lesson is to understand that for every winter that comes, there will be a spring. That the sunny season will come again. And by attaching yourself to what is Kavua, and understanding where your sustenance comes from, and understanding that you're part of the great story of the Jewish people, that your journey continues that 3,000-year-old journey. Not only will you get through the winter, the difficult times, but you'll also be confident that you'll be celebrating the sunny times, the happy times. And that's what this Chag is. It's Man Simchatenu. Because we're not just sitting under the tzel of Hashem, but we're also sitting with our family and our friends all around us. Sukkah is not an individual experience. It's a group experience. That we're with the people who we love, who mean the most to us. And by being there at this time, underneath the tzel of Hashem, understanding what's really important in our lives, we know that we'll withstand the storm. But more than that, we'll celebrate great simcha together. And it's my joy to send this message from Eretz Yisrael, from Medinat Yisrael, with the tzel Hashem, with the Shechina hovers, where Am Yisrael collects to celebrate on this time, to send to you my warmest holiday wishes. My brachot to you. May this time be one of great joy and happiness in your life and in the lives of all you love and all who mean the most to you. Chag Sameach.